Welcome to the Dog Trainer's Quick and Dirty Tips for Teaching and Caring for Your Pet. I'm your host, Yolanta Bennell. As longtime audience members know, I step out with other species from time to time, notably that other species our dogs and us often live with, and I don't mean our spouses. I mean cats. Like many of us, I grew up with cats, and so I always thought I knew all there was to know about them. When my wife and I had to consult a veterinary behaviorist to help us with our cat's behavior problems, I learned I was wrong, wrong, so wrong. This week, some facts about cat body language and behavior that might just be new to you. But first, this podcast is brought to you by Netflix Instant Streaming. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or Touch, or on your TV through your Xbox, PS3, or Wii. All streamed instantly by Netflix, saving you time, money, and hassle. For a free 30-day trial, including Breaking Bad, go to netflix.com/QDT. First kitty fun fact. When Kitty Chai lies on her side, she may not be feeling friendly. A cat who's lying on her side may be relaxed and sleepy, but context is all. If she's lying on her side with her legs extended in a doorway and her housemate cat is crouched a few feet away with his ears pinned, looking longingly at the room beyond, well, in that scenario, you can be pretty confident that Kitty Chai's message to her housemate is, "See these legs? These legs have claws on the end of them, and if you try to walk by, you will learn what the claws can do." Think about distracting Kitty Chai and her opponent with play or putting down some catnip to get the cats high and happy. Number two, cat tails and dog tails tell very different stories. A dog who's coming at you fast with his tail held high and tight over his back is probably not looking to make friends. But a cat trotting toward you with his tail held high, maybe with the tip crooked, is saying a joyous hello. Dogs' tail wags communicate everything from joy to the extreme tension that can predict a bite. Kitty wags, on the other hand, communicate alertness, tension, more tension, and I'ma get you. Twitching at the tip of the tail can signify that your cat is just alert, but may well mean she's annoyed or frustrated, so leave her be. If Kitty's wagging her tail fast, beat a swift retreat, because if you touch her, she will nail you. That's in sharp contrast to a fast-wagging dog who's usually wiggling his butt as well, and in general is saying, "Howdy, friend!" As for a puffed-up cat tail, you probably know that cat is angry and scared. Number three, you know how I'm always after you to give your dog food dispensing toys? Cats like them too. Cats have a reputation as relatively low maintenance pets, right? You clean the litter box, you put food on the floor, and everything's copacetic. Nope. Even more than dogs, house cats probably lead lives of quiet desperation and boredom. Play with your cats, and no, it is not enough to give them a little plastic ball with a bell inside. Interact. Click or train them, yes you can, and deliver their kibble in ways that mimic hunting. Getting your food out of a bowl without having to work for it might seem like a good deal akin to having a trust fund, but it's probably more like never having a chance to do work you were built to do and that you love. Think of how much cat play resembles hunting. The American Association of Feline Practitioners, a vets group, has some suggestions. Throw your cat's dry food piece by piece for her to chase and capture. Put it in food dispensing toys that she has to bat around or that present a puzzle for her to solve. The vets group also suggests hiding dry food around the house, which might be a great idea for some of you, but where I live could lead to a super fat dog and some very skinny, very annoyed cats. Number four, the longer your cat digs in the box, the better. Yes. Back to those feline practitioners, you should check out the guide I linked to in the show notes for this episode, by the way. It's wonderful. They cite research suggesting that cats who scratch in their litter for less than 4 seconds before urinating or defecating are more likely to eliminate outside the box. The reason is that they scratch longer in litter that they prefer. So if your cat's just doing a perfunctory dig-dig instead of a prolonged dig-dig-dig-dig-dig-dig-dig-dig-dig litter box dig, you might want to experiment with a different product. Even if the prolonged digging makes you want to tell your cat to get on with it already, it's probably less annoying than pee on the sofa cushions, right? Number five, just staring at the toy? Still playing. I always used to think that when my cats stopped chasing the dangly toy, they were bored with the game. Not so. Beth Adelman, a cat behavior consultant here in Brooklyn, was the first person to explain to me that as long as the cat is watching the toy with ears pricked, he's still interested in playing. Cats' hunting behavior consists of a little bit of running and pouncing and a lot of lying in wait. The cat who is staring at the toy is still stalking it, and it will eventually meet its dreadful fate. By the way, remember that the object of hunting is not to come away empty-pawed, it's to kill and eat. You can make games more engaging and rewarding for Kitty Chai by tossing her a morsel of kibble or a treat every few grabs of the toy so that her predation succeeds. The last kitty behavior for today is the social roll. We've all seen it. Kitty Chai runs to greet us, then rolls over on her back like a dog rolling in something. This behavior, called a social roll, is a sexual signal in unspayed female cats, but for our spayed and neutered house pets, it's a friendly greeting. We often take it as an invitation to a belly rub and then are surprised and disappointed when our cat claws or bites us. But the experts at Cats Protection UK point out in a video I've linked to that the socially rolling cat is in a vulnerable position, and their video on cat body language says going for the belly is almost a betrayal. Instead, rub or scratch your cat's head and ears. Oh, by the way, I've linked to some video of our cat Annie doing a social roll. Her nickname is Social Roll, okay? Thanks to Netflix Instant Streaming for supporting this episode. With Netflix Instant Streaming, you can watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, or iPhone, or Touch. Wow, long list. Or on your TV through your Xbox, PS3, or Wii. It's easy, it's convenient, and you can save money. Let us suppose, for example, that you want to wallow in Walter White's moral decline on Breaking Bad. Just in case you've been living in a cave, that's the show with the chemistry teacher who starts cooking crystal meth to, you know, provide for his family. Because he has cancer. It's a heartwarming family series. No, that was My Three Sons. Anyway, buying the first four episodes of Breaking Bad on iTunes or DVD could cost you upwards of $90, whereas instead, you can watch the first four seasons free, along with thousands of other movies and TV shows, when you try, guess what, Netflix Instant Streaming. Free for 30 days at netflix.com/QDT. That's a free 30-day trial of Netflix Instant Streaming at netflix.com/QDT. Also, ta-da, a new book from QDT's own modern manners guy, Richie Freeman. If you've ever accidentally hit Reply All, you need this book. In Reply All and Other Ways to Tank Your Career, Richie interviews dozens of CEOs, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and tastemakers to help you unstick sticky office situations. You can get Reply All in pretty much every format that exists, online or from your favorite bookstore. That's Richie Freeman's Reply All and Other Ways to Tank Your Career. Do it. As always, you can write to me at dogtrainer@quickanddirtytips.com. I get so many questions that I can't respond individually, but check out past episodes. I might already have answered yours. And visit me on Facebook, where I'm the Dog Trainer. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your cat just as much as you enjoy your dog. Bye for now.